Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. I'm Jennifer B., and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire and encourage you to take your perfect and unique step toward making your dreams an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we will explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us to taking inspired action so that we can move closer every single day to the life we want to live. Again, I am happy to be here with you all today. We have a great show planned where we're going to be talking about tripling our success with a law of attraction. My guest, Michael Becker, is back again to harness the idea of making the law of attraction a practical, down-to-earth experience for us all. And now, you know, I know that the law of attraction is an incredible concept, and especially over the last few years has gotten tremendous attention. But we want to talk with you today about transforming the concept into a practical, useful daily tool. We actually have a checklist, which I've created, that can put us on the right track of helping our minds really understand the concept and then know exactly how to use the process daily to create a positive, significant change that we can be excited about and really proud of. So before we get to all of these wonderful concepts and topics, Once in a while, I have several books that I refer to daily, which is a really wonderful way I like to start my day. And today is one of the books that I read is called Opening Doors Within. And it has short and sweet daily readings that are a great way to either start your day or if you have a moment in your day where you're just feeling like you need a little inspiration, this is a great way to do it. And so today's reading I have to share with you all because I just thought it was beautiful and it also was relevant to our show today. And here it goes. It's again from Opening Doors Within, which is, "The key to your happiness and contentment lies deep within you, within your own heart and mind. The way you start each day is very important. You can start off on the right foot or the wrong one. You can wake up with a song of joy and gratitude in your heart for the new day, for being alive, for the very wonder of living, and for being in tune and harmony with the rhythm of all life. You can expect the very best from the coming day and therefore draw it to you. Or you can start the day with a chip on your shoulder, disgruntled or out of rhythm. You are responsible for what today will bring, and knowing it gives you an even greater responsibility than those souls who are not aware of it and therefore know no better. You cannot blame your state of mind on anyone else. It all rests with you." Oh, I just thought that was a great reading today. And, you know, I have a very dear friend that gave me this little book several years ago, and every once in a while when I need just a little bit of a pick-me-up, along with several things that I've written also, I love to open that little book and see what comes out of it. So that came out today. I wanted to share that with you all. And as you know, I, again, am Jennifer B., and my, you know, my passion in life is to help you take inspired action in your life. I am a life expansion coach, which means that I can help you define where you're at right now, where you're standing right now, and help you take daily steps, no matter how small. Sometimes it's just a thought that we need to change each day so that we can show ourselves, so you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in just a matter of days. Also, I have this incredible game that I've created, and I just wanted to take a second and share this with you before I share the game, which is I love looking for, on a daily basis, not just good news that's happening out there, but oftentimes life-changing news, great news, inspiring news. We know what's going on in the world. We turn on the news and you're no doubt going to get some unfortunate happenings that are going on, and we really do need to balance that. I'm a big fan of making sure we purposefully balance our days with the good and the bad. That's always kind of, you know, again, it's coming in and it's up to you to bring the good in. And looking for that inspiring news, I recently watched an incredible TED Talk. Because it came up and actually reminded me of this just recently on the news, which was about this incredible game out there that a teacher has been using to teach his students. And this teacher created this game called the World Peace Game. And again, many of you may have noticed that. I think it actually came on the news this morning. I just saw a little snippet of it, but it reminded me that I watched the TED Talk of that, and it inspired me greatly because essentially this teacher created this game that, again, is about the world, is about how the world is connected. It is about all that is going on in the world in a big level, the conflicts going on, and what people are doing, what countries are doing together. And it's really about what he does is he gives these children, 9-10-year-old children, 50 of the world's biggest problems to solve. And he puts them together. He doesn't intervene. He puts them together. He tells them, he brings people into their various positions, gives them the responsibility of fixing these problems, and he lets them go. And it is absolutely incredible what happens with these kids, because just like the show last week, we talked about masterminding, where when you bring people together and you get them to a certain place, a certain level of energy, this new idea, this new mastermind, this third mind opens up. Well, it's essentially what's happening in this group where these kids get together. They get excited enough where they get to this great level of energy, this great frequency, where they come up with the most amazing solutions for the world's problems, but they also have to work together, representing different countries with each other, so that ultimately they come out with win-win solutions for problems in economy, problems with war, problems with natural disasters, problems with all kinds of different things that come out. And the natural inclination, which is really wonderful, is it comes out how they can help others. How can they help each other? And the kids become more connected, more responsible, more compassionate. It is really an incredible thing that's happening out there. And my hat's off to the teachers that do support that. And one, it brings me to the fact that I created this game, which my game is for adults, but as in my career as a business and team leader, it led me to create the Vision Master game. And what I found working with so many individuals is that more times than not, when I ask them, what do you want for your life? Or name one dream or vision you have for yourself. It was shocking how often they couldn't tell me, or their idea for themselves was nowhere near really what they were capable of. And so it's really about many simply also had given up looking for any type of dream or vision. So what I did is I created a wonderful platform for people to come together to not only have fun, but to create an environment where they could open up and be given new expanded ideas about what they could do in their life, for their life, with their life, and alternative viewpoints, positive, great pictures of what the world could look like. And for more info on this, you can actually go to inspiredactionradio.com or www.thevisionmastergame.com if you're interested in looking at that. And one more thing I do want to mention is I hope some of you had the opportunity to listen to my show on March 20th, actually, where we talked about how important and sacred the idea of shifting our viewpoint, shifting your viewpoint to see yourself as your greatest asset. Well, I've launched a new program that will be offering you an all-important reminder of how incredibly valuable you are. If you'd like to participate in that, go ahead and send us an email at care@consciousproductcenter.com and go ahead and put in the email self-value. And when you put that in there, we'll go ahead and make sure that you get on the list, and we'll put you in line for getting that message out to you. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about law of attraction and tripling our success and learning the key points to do this and talking about that incredible checklist. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And I have my guest here today, Michael Becker, and we are going to be talking about improving our skills with using the law of attraction and how to make it, in fact, a daily tool and increasing that success rate for ourselves. So I want to introduce Michael. I love talking to Michael Becker about this because with his extensive background in working with hundreds of people and running successful businesses and transitioning to a business success coach, personal coach, I love that he is so in tune with the concept of law of attraction and understands its relevance in our life. So thanks for being here today, Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jennifer, and thanks for having me back on the show.
Excellent. And I just want to say, first off, I know that there are so many ways all of us learn about the law of attraction concept. And working with the law of attraction groups, I work with a lot of groups, I see time and time again that people love talking about it and intellectualizing it and even, you know, having actual experiences once in a while that they certainly absolutely attribute to it consciously. But what I want to talk about today is how to make it work on a daily basis. And I have found that there are really three key areas that require our attention. And when we pay attention to mastering our skill in these areas, we attract the right kind of things, the right circumstances, and especially the right people in our lives. And the three key areas that we talk about first, as I mentioned before, is mastering our self-value. Paying attention to improving how we see ourselves, seeing ourselves as our greatest asset. I mean, we have to really believe we are worthy of attracting our greatest life. And secondly, we have to know ourselves, which is, what is our temperament? What is our personality? Why do we like certain things and not others? Why do we get certain concepts quickly and others not so much, or it simply takes longer? Getting to know this about ourselves, you know, helps us essentially formulate what we want to attract in our life in the most synchronistic way. And third, the third key is, how do we use the law of attraction as a practical tool? What is the process for law of attraction? How do we use it daily? And what do we do? How do we do this as well as we possibly can? And Michael, I want to, I'd love for you to share with us, how do you utilize the law of attraction in your life? And why do you think these three areas are so important to master?
Well, that is a big question for me, because I'm going to be honest and say I didn't really understand the law of attraction for most of my life. The weird thing is, as I've come to understand it, I now realize I was applying the law of attraction my entire life, but wasn't aware that I was doing it. And so I think what's happened in, say, the last 6 to 10 years is we've all become aware with the new term, law of attraction. I mean, the concept has been there for, you know, forever, but the term law of attraction and getting focused on it is newer, relatively new. And so for me, it really forced me to really think about it and to start understanding how I was already creating things in my life, had been for my entire life, but I didn't realize that I was really in charge. You know, that was the breakthrough for me, of understanding that you're creating and you're in charge of that creating. It isn't just happening to you. It seems like it's happening to you, but the truth is you're really creating it. And that's the foundation of understanding the law of attraction. And the points you mentioned about, you know, mastering self-value, that is incredibly fundamental to mastering the law of attraction or applying it. The other component, temperament and personality, those are areas I'm particularly interested in and have been for quite some time. And I think understanding who you really are and your specific preferences in life is a huge eye-opener to, again, understanding the law of attraction and applying it. And then when you talked about the practical tool, that's where I really got excited when I started understanding the practicality of it. It isn't just, or it doesn't have to be just a concept, a philosophical concept. It's something that you can use and work with every single day. And that's the part about it that really motivates me, that really gets my juices flowing when I realize, wow, I'm really in charge on a daily basis.
Isn't that true? Because what I was always fascinated by, especially working with different law of attraction groups, and these are groups who get together to talk about law of attraction, to try to help make it work in their lives more often. And what was interesting is that aspect for ourselves that takes it so long to get it from our minds, get it from the brain into our actual life, how it changes our behavior. What are we doing with it now that we know it's true, we believe it, it's a law? How do we apply it and then it come out into our behaviors and actually have an effect on our life?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
That's exactly right. And that's the transition that is actually, I think, or can be the most challenging, which is we're all pretty good at conceptualizing things, and most people love to learn and, you know, new ideas, new concepts. We're all pretty open to that. And it's fun to, and I've heard you say this, to play with that. You know, it's fun to play with it. But that next transition to actually applying it and doing something in your life that where you see results as a result of what you're doing, that's where it can get a little trickier, you know, and you have to understand the components before you can go forward. But once you understand it, you start to see things happening literally in your daily life.
Right, right. And I always, you know, equate it to looking at it from this perspective, which is we all know how to drive. Most of us know how to drive. So, but before we drove, we had to understand how to. We had instructions. We had driver's ed. We had whatever it was that taught us how to go get into the car, what all the little dials and the key and the pedals are all for. So then, okay, this is how this machine works, and this is how I move it forward. And what I find fascinating, and quantum physics talks about this a lot, is that we had to learn, there's a level of learning about our energy, and quantum physics shows us that there is all of this energy around us. How do we use it? Because we're using it whether we're aware of it or not. Why not become aware of it and understand how the push and pull, the cause and effect, how that leveraging also works in your favor? And that's what law of attraction is about, is understanding how to use that energy. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. That's really like the most fundamental component, is that we live in a world of energy. Our bodies now, we're knowing this, we're learning this now. Our bodies are, on the most basic level, all about energy. All our cells are about energy. All the atoms are about energy. It's all energy. The whole universe is that way. And once you understand that, you realize that if you keep yourself in an energetic state that's in conflict or in opposition to the energy that's already around you, the natural energy, life still goes forward and it still works. It's just harder. It's just more challenging. And when you find that frequency, you can work with it, and suddenly everything starts to change. Little things at first, but then everything changes because the energy, your energy, and the energy around you starts to align.
Right.
That's when you see the amazing things start to happen.
And we have an incredible, let's say, barometer to all of this, because sometimes we think, how do I know it's working, or what's going on around me? What control do I have? And the incredible barometer that we have is our bodies. Because if we just listen to, become aware of, just watch even, but certainly feel, when circumstances are occurring around us, what does our body feel like? Because it's constantly telling us whether something's in sync or whether something's out of sync. And that's where practice makes perfect. It's a skill that once we learn, we become more adept at. When certain circumstances are going on around us, we can tune in and figure out, okay, again, inspired action. What is the inspiration I'm getting here? What is my body telling me? What direction, what door do I need to open? And what path do I need to take the next step on? And so it's really fascinating. And we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but I do want to. I'm so excited about getting into this because we haven't gotten into it in this much detail recently. And we often do seminars on this subject, going really deep into this, but we're going to talk about the law of attraction checklist when we come back, because the number one rule, the law of attraction is a universal law. And is in effect 100% of the time. It's just like the law of gravity, with one exception. It's more powerful. And we're going to talk about that when we come back, but we're going to go through this checklist and help people understand how they can move forward with using this on a daily basis. So stay with us. I'm so excited. The checklist is coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And I have Michael Becker here with me today talking about utilizing, mastering the most powerful tool of law of attraction on a practical level. A daily tool, essentially, we can use every day. And I do want to give out some contact information. I want to make sure you all know how to contact us at www.inspiredactionradio.com. We also have an email, general email. You can get to us at care@consciousproductcenter.com. And Michael, go ahead and give your email address out for folks.
Yeah, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at ConsciousProductCenter.com.
Fantastic. And we're going through an incredible checklist, which, again, I created this because I am always looking for ways and tools and means to get individuals to take inspired action in their life, to change something up in their day, just even if it's taking 2 minutes to add a few amazing different types of thoughts that they're not used to in their day. If not an action, a thought is really a powerful tool as well. But doing something like that daily to then adjust, change, move your life in the direction of where really your potential exists. And so when I was working with a lot of law of attraction groups as a coach, there is this incredible tool that I created called the checklist, which is something I love the fact that people can put it up on the wall somewhere in their universe, in their home, in a place that they're often on autopilot. That's what I always recommend. And sometimes that's in somebody's bathroom. Sometimes it's up on the mirror. Sometimes it's in the car. Hopefully you're not on autopilot too much in the car, but you never know. Somewhere that it can interrupt for a moment your thought process. And so let's get to it. Again, as we were mentioning, the law of attraction being a universal law, how do we utilize this as a process, a tool that in fact has steps that you can take that move you forward? Once you follow these steps and then go ahead, go about your day so that you know, in fact, you're utilizing this process, and I guarantee you going through this process, you will have change in your life. It will affect your life. So let's go ahead. First off, there are, in fact, I've got on here 10 steps that it's again a process, and some of them are just things to keep in mind. But the first step, of course, as we all know when we talk about the law of attraction process, is to create a clear and positive thought of what you want to attract in your life. And however you need to do that, closing your eyes, not closing your eyes, but what is it that you want to attract, to have in your life? Person, people, places, times, events, things, doesn't matter, whatever it is. And I always say in this particular step that when you put that thought in your mind, make sure it's of the end result. So, for example, you want a new home. Imagine the new home, not the money, how you're going to get the money to get the new home, or all the looking you have to do, or the stumbling blocks that may exist. None of that. It's all about having the end result in your mind as a thought. And step two, and of course, the checklist goes into this a little bit more detail. But number two is, in your mind's eye, fully experience the desired manifestation or attraction. So close your eyes and visualize what you desire as already existing in your life. Give it great detail. Imagine the colors. Put it in 3D. Make it completely natural, comfortable, existing in your life, and feel how that feels. That's what that means, is when you fully experience that thought that you've got and you're holding in your mind. Step three, this is one of my favorites. Intentionally let go of the vision in your mind's eye. And letting go means letting go. See it go. Take that thought. Now that you've just had the thought, you've had the incredible feeling, and you've visualized it, and you've just imagined it, and you've used your incredible imagination as a power tool here. Then you let the thought go. See it leave, however you want to see it leave. Drive away in a car. Just take the words and see them float away. See it, whatever it takes, on a ship floating away. However you need to see it, visualize it leaving. See it leave. That's the letting go part. And it's one of my favorites because it's a difficult one. What, Michael, you had commented some interesting comments about this particular step three of letting go.
Yeah, letting go, I was confused about it for a while. I thought, you know, that making things happen for a long time in my life was what I used, the idea that you make things happen. You don't stop thinking about them. You stay on it. You keep thinking about it. You keep doing it. And it finally dawned on me that really what you're suggesting here about letting go, that doesn't mean you let it go in the sense that you never think about it again, correct? I mean, that's not what that's
right,
about.
Right. You don't want to, when you let it go, you certainly have that attraction. You're looking for that in your life. But in this very specific process, as a step, when you're saying, I want to attract this, I'm going to use the law of attraction process right now in this 5-minute period I have. That's part of the step, is letting go of the process that you just created.
Exactly. So what you're not doing is you're not obsessing about it.
Yes.
Correct? You're not making
exactly.
It every waking moment you're working on this. You're trying to push it forward. You're saying, have a clear, very clear thought, get very clear feelings and images about this, but then let that go in the moment. Just let that go.
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And step four, which is, know that you just created an actual quantum potential in reality. And what I mean by that is, quantum physics, again, folks, it is real. And for all of us that, you know, just learning a little bit about it, it's talking about the energy that exists around us. And a quantum potential is a thought that exists before your eyes can see it. It's a creation that exists before your eyes can see it. And again, according to quantum science, you just created the reality of what you're attracting in your life. So you need to act like it is so. You must, you know, the energy field in which we all have around us is real. It's not imaginary. It is real. It can be measured with scientific instruments. So by putting that thought, creating that imagination of visualizing and feeling how that feels to have that manifestation, that attraction in your life, then letting it go, know that you've created it in the energy field around us, so act like it is so. Know that you've done that, and that's what that means. And step five, monitor your thoughts throughout the day to notice if any thought you have is in conflict. And this one is actually incredibly important. And frankly, attention and awareness are the keys here. For the rest of the day, monitor your thoughts. Notice if you've got something that is in conflict. By doing the fact that you're putting your attention on this, it becomes easy. You'll notice, oh my gosh, look at that, all these negative, all these obstacles. I just discovered that, oh my gosh, I'm going to need this and that and all of these other pieces to make this happen. I don't have those, you know, all of those types of thoughts are in conflict. So just notice, and that you will be alerted to that. And you just stop. You just change your mind, put your attention on something else. And that is extremely important too, because you don't want to, sabotage essentially what you're trying to do in the energy state. Step six, take immediate action to interrupt those thoughts by replacing them with the thoughts opposite. In other words, when a conflicting thought arises, replace it immediately with that thought's opposite. see the statement in your mind's eye three times and repeat, you know, essentially step three, which is letting it go. And that is really important because then you feel like you have power over something when you do that, which you have. You have that power. So when you bring that thought into your mind and you have those the conflict possibly starting there, then what you want to do is think of whatever the positive aspect of that is, bring that back into play, take your mind, put your attention on it, and you have the power to do that. That's a difficult one too, isn't it, Michael?
Yes, it absolutely is. It is, though, only because we're not used to it. You know what I mean? It's not part of our daily living. It's something we, you know, have to, I think we've always known it in our heart of hearts, but it's like we have to relearn it. We have to bring it forward again to really get the, you know, get the value out of it. Because if you don't deal with the negative and limiting thoughts and you're not able to replace them, you get off track. You know, it takes you back instead of forward.
Right, right. And that is, again, back to power, because essentially, I love this quote, which is, you are powerful provided you know how powerful you are.
Oh, yeah.
And that isn't that incredibly important? Because, again, it is back to what action can we take? What can I do to help myself? And those are things that we can do that have a lot of power, but unfortunately we've been conditioned out of our power. We've been told that we don't have a lot of power and that really isn't that important. And unfortunately, folks, we've been told wrong. So it is really important. And you know what? Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we are going to be talking about how, again, the final steps, how do we take this to a new level of success with the law of attraction in our lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are learning how to master the art of attracting exactly what we want in our life. The law of attraction, how do we use it on a practical level? And we're going through what we call the law of attraction checklist, which is a checklist that I absolutely love it. I like to frame it even and put it up on the wall, put it somewhere where you can see it. Because it keeps us in our hearts and minds on track to becoming a master at using this powerful energy force around us. And so we are on to step 7 now, which is to notice whether the people around you are in direct conflict with what you intend to attract. Wow, that is a really important one because essentially monitoring if the people closest to you are in any way expressing thoughts or feelings that are in direct conflict with what you desire. What are you trying to attract in your life? And that's really important because support. Having really strong people, the kind of environment, the kind of energy around us, the kind of dialogue that can occur around us that supports what we are trying to attract in our life is extremely important. And if you don't have, if people around you are in direct conflict with something you truly desire, then you might want to consider some options. One is to think about who you surround yourself with. Well, that's obviously the most obvious, but it is important. Think about who you surround yourself with. Or if you don't want to do that, rethink what you're desiring to attract. If you don't have that type of support, the probability for that to occur in your life lowers if you don't have the type of people around you that are going to support that attraction. And thirdly, mentally build a strong boundaries around yourself. Some of us may have family, close family or friends that simply there's not a lot maybe we can do in terms of their support. So if you feel that way, which I don't always agree with, I think there's a multitude of ways that we can shift that type of energy around us and not exclude people from our lives. But if you feel that way though, the great thing to do is clearly, intentionally adjust your perspective so you have a strong boundary around yourself so that, in fact, the desire, whatever you do desire, can maintain its power. Step 8, optional, which is share what you desire to attract with those close to you every day, which is the greatest thing to do is, sharing with the individuals close to you on a daily basis so you can create a new reality in your life that you expect to manifest into material form. So ask them if they could be supportive of you and see that reality for you as well. But be careful. Sometimes people close to us can be big naysayers, critics. You just need to be a little cautious when you're processing that because, again, you are trying to limit not only from yourself, but limit the negative energy that's coming from people around you to, and this is all about if you are serious about attracting something specific in your life. That's, of course, what that's about. Step 9, expect to take inspired action. Oh, my gosh. Michael, what would you say about this one? This is an important one.
Yeah, I think it's, in fact, if you can line up all the others, this is the most important one, because quite frankly, and we've all done it, it's not that difficult to just take action in life. It's just, you know, about, oh, okay, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to do that right now. That's a great idea. I'm going to do it. But inspired action is different. Inspired action is when it comes from not only your head, but it also is coming from your heart and actually also from your spirit, to where everything is in alignment internally, and it's an action that brings a whole nother level of energy with it and commitment that makes it so much easier.
Right, and especially our heightened awareness of the signs around us. Again, you're going to see a magazine on the rack that has a headline that's specifically for you to get you, give you an inspirational message that you, oh my gosh, I get it. I know what I need to do next. It's all about understanding your next step. And or you're going to see something quickly on television. How often have all of us, when we were talking about something unique, some interesting subject, and suddenly, boom, right on TV, it comes up and they're talking about it. Oh, it happens all the time. And there are signs around us that we have to really, really be in tune with so that we can notice when it is that we're getting these messages to take the next inspired action step. And that's the key, is that some people say, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. Well, if we stop that dialogue and maybe change that dialogue up, saying the next sign for me that's going to help me take the next inspired action step is coming shortly. Saying those types of words to ourselves. Those are that can change the direction of how everything progresses. Plus, so as we look at all of these steps, and again, these steps go into detail, a little bit more detail when you actually look at the list. But the step 10, which is know that this reality has been created. Believe it and behave accordingly. That is incredibly important, because it is about what we believe. It is always about what we believe and what we know, and then taking our beliefs and what we know into our behavior, into our life around us. That's going to make all the difference. It is going to change and shift our perspective in behaving a certain way in what we believe, because we often talk about, oh, I believe this and I believe that and I know this, but your life doesn't reflect it. And that's the key, is taking what's in our minds and our brains and all those wires that exists in there and bringing it outward into our life so it can reflect what's going on around us. That is incredibly, incredibly important. And so, you know, I want to say to everybody, we're happy to send you a copy, your own copy of this Law of Attraction checklist for free. No obligation, nothing more than we just want to offer this to you. And if you're interested in it, definitely send us an email at care@consciousproductcenter.com. Also, I want to say thank you to Michael Becker for sharing such great information with us and sharing this conversation with us today. And thank you all so much for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. Next week, we are going to be talking about actually the third key, as we talked about today, is solving the personality puzzle. How understanding your unique temperament and personality can really make a difference in what you experience and accomplish in your life. That's going to be a great dialogue, and Michael will be leading much of that dialogue. It's just one of his absolute passions, and he's got so much incredible information to share about that. So also, the one of the final things I want to say is, for those of you who are also interested in joining our little self-value movement to remind ourselves how valuable we are. You want to get a reminder of that? Send us an email again and put self-value in it, and we'll do that. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. It was great to be here with you today, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.